Back to Lifeline. I should be joined on the line now by Tommy. Good morning to you, Tommy.
Morning.
Tommy, you're very welcome to Lifeline. You're going to talk a little bit about your wife. Bring us back to the day when Joanne took sick and what has happened since.
In August 2017, I found my wife and the mother of my three children. I came into my home and I found her in my little bathroom under the stairway. Joanne was after taking an aneurysm and a stroke. Myself and my daughter's partner and my sons, we lifted Joanne out into the living room. I seen Joanne wasn't breathing, so I gave her mouth-to-mouth. Joanne was rushed to Tullamore A&E, where she received her last rites, and from then on she was rushed to Beaumont Hospital. She was operated on, which took a long surgery, which we are grateful to Dr. McNally, who saved her life. Since then, Joanne has spent the last nearly 15 months in Tullamore Regional Hospital. And I have been fighting the HSE to let Joanne. Joanne wants to come home to her family. Mm. Joanne is eating, Joanne is drinking. She's paralyzed on one side. And I'm calling on Mr. Harris, whoever, just to give her right letter to come home.
Now, Tommy, Joanne, you mean, you know, to bring her home, the house has to be adapted. Has that happened?
The house was fully adapted within a couple of months. HSE told me what I needed to get done. Mm. I needed to get doors wide and make it accessible, walk-in wet room, our own bathroom, a hoist fitted on the ceiling, a tracking hoist. Everything was done so speedily in Dorothy County Council, which I'm forever grateful.
Yeah.
But it seems to be of no avail.
And why are they saying she can't come home? Surely, is it not costing more to keep a person
money.
In the hospital?
They said it's going to cost €1 million per year to have Joanne at home with the home help, which I dispute. It is costing more for Joanne to be left in a bed up in the hospital. The nurses are fantastic, but the bill must be astronomical, so what they're charging, you know, for a patient to be in a hospital bed.
Well, tell me, what is the price per day of a person to be in a hospital bed? Did you find out?
It must be in the region of 1,500, maybe 1,700, with everything taken in.
So how can they justify then saying that it's going to be too expensive to bring her home for a woman who's gone through so much? You know, all she wants to be is with her family and, as you said, her children and her grandchildren. Like, why?
Well, we just can't get the answer. They said there's no funding. And I feel as if I'm being pressurised by the HSE to put my wife into a home, which she does not want to do. Before my wife took sick, my daughter had two children, identical twin girls. And 3 weeks before my wife took ill, I lost one of my granddaughters.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry for that.
My granddaughter died. I never got time to grieve. My health is suffering. My children's health is suffering. I have a 13-year-old boy who's so confused. I've lost over 8 stone now in weight. I spend my time. I am up at that hospital. I should be there now. I am up at that hospital from 10 o'clock every morning until 3 o'clock in the day. And my wife gets out in her chair and we go for a walk and we go up to the coffee shop and they're insisting she needs 24-hour care. I know she needs help.
Yeah.
But surely to God, if there is a God in heaven, just let her have her wish. Let her come home.
Let her come home to her family.
Let her come home to her children and to me.
Yeah. That's devastating.
That's all she wants.
Yeah, it must be heartbreaking. I can hear it in your voice. It must be so heartbreaking for all the family because I suppose the shock alone of somebody having a sudden aneurysm. I mean, I've had friends and family of mine who have died from an aneurysm and just for your life changed in a split few hours, really, in a split minute, really, didn't it?
In a couple of minutes, my life changed.
You were going along living your daily life happily.
I was going to work. I was coming home, and we were happy. We weren't rich.
No.
But we were paying our bills, and we were happy. We were so, so happy. The children were happy. Anything they wanted, we tried to get them. And I need her.
You need her. You need a
She
home,
needs
yeah.
me.
I'm
She
sorry.
needs me. And when I see that smile on her face, and it's not a hard fight, and I go up to her and I say, Joanne, do you want me to keep fighting? And she says, yes. And she smiles. She smiles, and that gives me the courage and the strength to keep going.
And you
a
have
couple
to,
of weeks.
You have to tell me for the children as well. Like as you said, you've still got young children at home.
Oh, I have a 13-year-old boy, he's devastated. I have Jason, 23-year-old son, he's devastated. And we're not living, it's a living hell. It's a living hell what we're going through. It's a living hell what we're going through.
And Tommy, if Joanne came home and you were offered the home help, would it be 24 hours home help or what way would it work?
I believe night time Joanne would need some assistance.
Yeah.
In the morning Joanne would need some assistance to get out of bed, get into her chair. I know it's not going to be easy. I know it's not going to be easy, but anything is easier than what we are doing now.
Yeah.
Anything is easier to see the tears in my children's face, and I have to go up and say, Mammy, Mammy might not come home. And my children, they're so angry, they're so confused, and we need her, and she needs us. I can't see when a woman can eat, and a woman can drink. I've called on Barry Cowan. I've been to Barry Cowan's office. I cannot get in touch with Carlisle and TD. I've been with secretaries. I've been everywhere.
Have you got any answers at all yet, Tommy?
No. We had a meeting 2 weeks ago. And everybody in that meeting said that they are 100% behind Joanne to go home once the home help is in place. Everybody in that meeting, from the hospital manager to her doctor to her OT to her speech therapist, everybody said they're behind her to come home. And it's just down to one man, Mr. Jude O'Neill, to make that decision to let her come home. Her life is in his hands. My wife's hands is in his hands. My wife took 2 seizures yesterday through the stress, through where she feels she's in prison. That she can never get out. Her life is going from the bed up to the coffee shop. I call it the Green Mile, walking back down to that corridor and bringing her back into that ward. And she's seen so much. She's seen death. She has seen people in pain. The physiotherapist tell me she's paralyzed. Yes, she's moving her leg. Yes, she can feel my hand. Yet we've done tests on ourselves. It's crazy. They won't even do physiotherapy with her.
Oh, that's terrible.
I have to go up every morning to do her exercises. Do her exercises. And it's not right.
No. She's a young woman. She's 49.
She is only 49.
49 years old. She's a whole life in front of her. And you're just pleading to bring your wife home, to be the mother, the wife, the grandmother, to the family, and to get. I mean, I can't understand the logic of keeping somebody in a hospital that obviously it's costing more money than bringing her home and getting home help. It has to be cost more money to be keeping her in a hospital, unless there's some other reason.
No, there is no other reason. So, even if it costs what they're paying in the hospital. She could be come home.
Yeah.
Why did they force me to get my house adapted? Why did they force me? I got everything done that I was asked to get done. I got everything done, a tracking house like I've mentioned.
Yeah.
Her own walk-in shower, her own bedroom. Everything is here waiting for her. Ramps outside my door, and I am in a position that if Joanne does not get home, I could lose my home because it would be so more suitable for somebody with needs.
Yeah.
And all our memories are in our home. Our memories are in this house.
You said, Tommy, you called on Mr. Simon Harris to answer some questions. Did you get any response?
No. Not one even letter. Not one email. Nothing from Mr. Harris. Not even a phone call. Nothing.
Mm.
Nothing. Nobody is listening.
I hope today, Tommy, if anyone is listening today that might be able to help you, I hope we're getting it out there and we'll keep getting it out and share it on Facebook. She should be home with her family. As we said, she's a young woman, Joanne, she's 49, and you got your house adapted. You're willing to be there. You're willing to help as well. You just need extra help. You need some home help for Joanne.
Yeah. And Joanne wants to come home. Joanne has said she wants to come home. Her own words, I want to go home. And it is so heartbreaking when I hear that and knowing that my hands are tied.
Yeah.
And I feel bullied. I feel I am falling apart.
Mm.
And my children are so worried about me now.
Yeah.
What it's done to me, that they're afraid they're going to lose their dad.
No, they won't, hopefully. No, you know, I know it's really hard, Tommy, but maybe, as I said, we have it out here today and hopefully someone might be listening to help you, because, I mean, this, as you said, your life changed in a split minute. Your wife, I mean, Joanne, her life has changed. Your best friend, her life has changed completely as well. She wants to be at home. She wants to be with her family. And it just doesn't make sense. I can't understand. I'm not trained with the HSE or anything like that, so I don't know. But it just doesn't make sense as a layperson to why keep somebody in there when they'd be better off at home with their family and might even recover better surrounded by her loved ones.
I believe that.
Yeah.
I believe that she will recover more.
Mm.
Well, and she should have her rights.
She sure do, and hopefully she will. I know we only have a few minutes here to talk about it, Tom. We could talk for a long, long time, and I'm hoping you will. I'm hoping somebody today might be listening in and might be able to help you, but we'll keep it posted on Facebook, and we'll put it on our Facebook page here, and I'm hoping that it will work out for you. But maybe if anything changes, will you come back on and tell us if she does?
I'd be willing, and I'm very grateful for you covering this, and I am very grateful.
No, you're very welcome.
You've taken your time out, but...
Yeah.
I need help.
You do. And hopefully you will get it, Tommy. And please do keep fighting for it. And maybe someday, and hopefully it will be soon, she'll be home with her family. And as I said, she probably will improve better surrounded by her loved ones. But do get back in touch with us and let us know. And as I said, we'll share that on our Facebook and we'll get it out there, okay?
If I could just say something, and I'm very grateful before you go. Maybe Simon Harris should come and look at me on speaking to you, and look at my 13-year-old boy out in the kitchen sobbing his heart out, and he hears me talking about his mum.
Yeah.
Maybe he should come and see what he's doing.
Mm.
Maybe he should. I would not wish this on anybody.
No.
On anybody. And I could not wish this on anybody. It's a living hell. It's a living hell.
Well, Tommy, try,
please,
you look after
somebody. Listen.
Yeah, well, hopefully we will get something out there today, but you look after yourself and your family, and hopefully we'll hear good news in the next couple of weeks.
Thank you very
much. Thanks, Tommy.
Thank you
for talking
very, very
to us. Okay, thank you.